like, were you living on the farm and then came to Atlanta, or were you from Atlanta?
Yeah, I was. I went to University of Georgia, and then I met Kathy, my wife, and in the streets at SDS.
About what year?
That was like 67. She ran away to Haight-Ashbury the day she graduated from. She was living in Americus, Georgia. She sold the horse that she bought from Jimmy Carter.
Right.
I love that story.
Oh yeah, that's
you can't
great.
Make shit like that.
No.
She lived on the Plains Road outside Americus. What? They had bought the horse from the Carters. That was her horse all through high school. She was a horse kid. She sold that horse, got on the bus, and went straight to the Haight, and lived with Peter Coyote, Richard Brodigan.
My God, Peter, all the heroes.
Peter Berg, Emmett Grogan, the Diggers, basically,
yeah.
In 1967, ran the free store with all those people. And then a friend of hers was in Safeway, and she shoplifted a thing of yogurt. Bing!
Back to America.
She went, where her family gave her the choice of mental hospital or college. Let me think about that one more.
Well, please don't throw me in the fire.
And we're talking about the Macon Mental Hospital.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
She said, say, put her up in there, and she could hear zzz, zzz,
yeah.
You know.
The lights were dimming.
Yeah, she'd have to be talking to somebody, and they'd come back the next day, like, alright. So she said, I really think, I've been thinking about college all my life.
College is better.
She came to Atlanta, went to Oglethorpe, and then I met her through, this is where it gets into the strip, through Henry and Sue Bass, who were running the workshop in nonviolence. And a lot of what happened to me on the strip was coming in contact with what, my family had called Northern agitators, outside agitators.
The outside agitators, right.
Yeah. And then I was like, I realized my whole life's arc was, where can I find some of these?